Broadcasting from the studios of KCCU on the campus of Cameron University, this is the Texoma Report. I'm Melissa Beck, and now the news. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, has approved Oklahoma for a $300 a week unemployment benefit to people left jobless because of the coronavirus. FEMA Administrator Pete Gaynor says Oklahoma becomes the ninth state to be approved for the program announced earlier this month by President Donald Trump. Governor Kevin Stitt announced Monday that he had applied for inclusion into the program for the unemployed who are receiving at least $100 in state unemployment benefits. The Oklahoma Employment Security Commission reported a 6.6% statewide unemployment rate for June. July's jobless numbers are to be released Friday. In less than 5 minutes, two of Oklahoma County's three county commissioners voted to transfer more than $34 million in federal coronavirus relief funds to the county jail trust. State Impact's Quentin Chandler reports the Board of County Commissioners ignored days of protests against the move from local residents and one of their fellow commissioners.
The transfer was requested by the board's chair, Commissioner Kevin Calvey. It authorizes the county's jail trust to spend relief funds on building upgrades, staff salaries, and benefits for the months of the pandemic. Residents attending the meeting were furious the board approved the transfer without hearing public comment. Many residents wanted the county to use relief funds to help residents who have fallen on hard times during the pandemic. Some, including the county's treasurer, have questioned whether the transfer is legal. Minutes after the vote, the board adjourned.
Given outbursts and things of that nature that are going on, and to prevent further trauma to our staff and deputies, I move to adjourn this meeting.
Are you kidding me? You're joking.
Is there a second?
Before and after the meeting, Commissioner Carrie Blumert objected to making the transfer without listening to citizens' concerns. It's unclear whether her vote was recorded. Blumert arrived late, and a representative stood in for her during the vote, but he complained Commissioner Calvey declared the vote had passed before he had a chance to say yes or no. For State Impacts, I'm Quentin Chandler.
Hundreds of state prisoners have tested positive for COVID-19 in the past week. As State Impact's Quentin Chandler reports, an estimated 362 prisoners are infected with the disease across the state prison system.
Dick Connor and Mabel Bassett Correctional Centers are reporting the most cases. There have also been large outbreaks at Joseph Harp Correctional Center and Davis Correctional Facility, a private prison. Department of Corrections data indicates that since the beginning of the pandemic, around 470 prisoners and 115 corrections employees have tested positive for COVID-19. 145 prisoners have caught the disease and recovered. For State Impacts, I'm Quentin Chandler.
The Michael F. Price College of Business at the University of Oklahoma in Norman has been conducting a series of informational forums titled OU Global Risks and Threats Series Leadership. The forum will take place on Zoom this coming Saturday, August 22nd, from 10 a.m. to 12:40 p.m. To find the link for the final forum, go to www.ou.edu/price/GRTS, which stands for Global Risks and Threats Series. The videos will be available to watch at a later date, but to submit questions via Zoom chat, you must attend the live forum. KCCU encourages you to stay safe and keep your loved ones safe by following the recommendations of your local authorities to stay home as much as possible. Wash your hands frequently. Do not touch your face in public. Wear a mask when social distancing is not possible, and do not gather in large groups if you are vulnerable. If you or a member of your household are sick in any way, stay home and self-quarantine. Be safe and stay well. That's the news for this edition of the Texoma Report. For KCCU, I'm Melissa Beck. The Texoma Report is a production of KCCU News. For more information about featured stories aired during the program, go online to kccu.org or visit our Facebook page.
Hi, I'm Fred Child. Today's culture has tried to relegate classical music to a kind of museum status. Admire it from a distance, but please, don't touch, don't get too close. Well, join me to reclaim classical music. We'll explore the vibrant scene today in concert halls around the world. It's Performance Today from American Public Media.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. on KCCU.
I'm Peter Sagal. Did you know that your old car can support Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me? And no, I don't mean it waits until you're inside the house, then turns on the Bluetooth to call the station and donate your money. It can't do that, though it does like to prank order pizza for the Volvo down the block. What I mean is donating your car can help pay for shows like mine. So donate your old car and turn it into the programs you love.
Donate your vehicle at kccu.org or call 866-789-8627 to schedule pickup.
I'm Helen Sini, host of Deutsche Welle's weekly news magazine Inside Europe. We dig a little deeper into the important stories shaping the region. From Dublin to Moscow, the issues facing Europe are also touching many Americans. So join us this week as we explore the people, politics, and culture of one of the world's most dynamic regions.
Inside Europe, Sunday mornings at 9 and Wednesday afternoons at 3 on KCCU.
I'm Scott Simon. Plan to join us Saturday morning for Weekend Edition Saturday from NPR News.
This Saturday morning from 7 until 9 here on KCCU, your public radio station for NPR News and classical music.